Hello, everyone. My name is Rufen Zhang. I work in Marke Memorial Hospital in Taiwan. For every children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, every expertise want to know the risk factor that influence treatment outcome for these children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Here, we use a special statistic method we call the generalized structure equation modeling pathway, GSEM pathway analysis, to study the heterogeneity in ADHD children. The study result, we found that higher irritable oppositional deviant disorder symptom level really mediate the treatment outcome in child with ADHD. Therefore, we must know treating children with ADHD is not a matter of treating inattentive symptoms alone. We need to early recognize the risky factor like hyperactivity and the impulsive symptom of ADHD children, also the irritable oppositional deviant disorder appearing childhood aggressive behavior. This is a particular subgroup, so we need to early recognize symptoms of this particular subgroup, the children of ADHD. Therefore, for this difficult child, we need early provision of more intensive combination therapy with pharmacotherapy and cognitive behavior therapy is very essential for this kind of children.